Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That is wonderful. As usual, Sam Cooke. Thanks. While we are looking forward to, like, economic change, and just think that we just need to get the politicians in Washington, you know, get Democrats and Republicans to. How well have they gotten along over the past 400 years? What is their track record, you know? And what has gotten good since these two party takeover? And do you know in what country Chrissy began in? Was it African country? You know that? We're talking about change, you see. And if we are to talk about meaningful change, we cannot be talking about change where we know things are never going to get better, because if it were, we wouldn't have the kind of we couldn't have the kind of situation we have here today. No. We wouldn't have the kind of situation here today because it would have already changed and things would be going well for us. We have found is that's not the case. We have a contrast to make. We're talking about change. There's just no way if we set aside the historic knowledge and understanding of human population growth examine the ethnic Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, Arabs, and all that you classify as black ethnic people. So what the ethnic group of people comprise the general hybrid civilization. Right? If we go outside of that form of human existence, we are wasting our time. As long as we look on the structure of human existence in the context of the World History Textbook that gives us the record, we'll be all right. We will have a good sense of what we need to change from what not. Right now, we're in bad shape because the things that people are talking about now in the White House, we had to call the Capitol. What they're talking about as a concern for people is for them to find food to eat. And the problem that we have is far different from just food to eat, you know. No, it's not just food to eat. It's not the primary thing. Because when you get food and you eat and you know, you have things. The problem that is lingering over humanity, like 2,600 years ago, nobody speak of that. No. Nobody speaks of why idiot white people, sodomites, are ruling the world. And when you look at the situation, you don't really see anything about to change, right? No, because something has gone wrong. And the hybrid people don't even know they are hybrid or what they are. Black people don't think they come from anywhere besides just evolved like the white people. And the history doesn't say that. Mind you, I grew up in church, and all I know is about the Bible creation. All right? Well, further on in life, I get older and become exposed to different information than the Bible. You know? A book like the History Textbook is a very important book for me to have found because a lot of people don't regard the World History Textbook. It's just set aside. And then right now, I am able to look and say, but why? Now I know why. it is the white people. And if you don't know that the white people are the problem in the world, then, you know, you need to pay more attention and find out why the world is the way it is, with the kind of people that you see want change. But there will be no civilized change as long as the white people, them, the sodomites, say they are ruling the world. So if that's what you are depending on, for them to like find a way to give you some more money, that's not going to change anything. Because as wealthy, our America is like the wealthiest country, right? Almost, like close to Africa. And look at the problem, at the gun problem. Why do they have to have the NRA, and gun is the most popular thing in American life? Why? All right. Look on the contrast between before these culprits come with their imperial colonialism. Imperial colonialism is not a legal thing. It's not something legal. Because the white people, they can't make any law to rule in America. America is not their land. They come from Europe. Crying out loud. Right? And now you have the church and all these things that these white people own. You don't understand why they pull up the African place with it. It's because they are after your honor. And you think what I'm saying sounds ridiculous because you can't see it. Can't see it because you're eye blind. You know what I mean? I was in church, like I said, from age 7 until I am over 50. That was when I began to pay words and issues serious attention. Yes, I pay serious attention to it because I just felt the need to pay attention to stuff because I didn't know anything as it is, anything worthwhile that pertaining to when I look up in the skies and think about, you know, where are we headed? But now, it's a different thing because the World History textbook is a sacred book. The Bible is not a sacred book. And you may wonder, what, we are deceived to think that the Bible is above the World History textbook. That's the problem. So there is always killing and all kind of stuff going on in America. America has the worst crime rate. The worst of everything is in America. And remember the tornadoes. Before these sodomite white people come to the United States and kill off the black people and say they set up a government, it's since then that we have a tornado alley. You think about that. And I want to tell you something. You cannot depend on these white people to do anything for the betterment of black people. Because guess what? They are sodomites. They don't have good civilized endocrine glands to secrete like good oxytocin hormones inside of them. No. And as bad as it gets in America, the white people feel more comfortable about that. If they see things are like they have the change of presidency and people in there with a different attitude than Trump, who want to just own everything in America, and to fill it up with more sodomites. That's what Trump wants. Because now, since they have this bogus AB on Adamani as law, and black people submit to it, there's none of them that is showing that they can read to know that no, black people can't live under that. No, black people made up their mind to allow the white people to become more and more powerful. And black people don't have a right to rule themselves. Can't you see that? Now, if you expose yourself to an atmosphere or habit or stuff like that, pretty soon, what is not good for you will feel good for you, you know. Will feel good to you. Because your feelings, no matter what it is, if you are not paying attention to yourself, you will stray from your natural self into a way of life that you can't even stand. So you have to understand your body. Your body is full of information. All the information is coming from the inside, tends to our interest. You can't look at other people and live better. If you are taking an example from somebody, I don't have nothing about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the fact that an individual has to pay attention to what is going on in their own mind, because it is what going on in your mind and coming into your consciousness, that's what you're either right or wrong with it. Because your brain as is placed into your head, it's not going to lie to you. Lying coming from your mind, it must be that you are taught be corrupt, but you don't burn with the impulse to be corrupt. No, it's all amounts to your perception. That's what you begin to see around you and hear and come to understand. That's what corrupts your brain, and your brain don't have programming to protect you, to speak truth to you, because your parents or whatever, your guardian, they corrupt your brain with foolishness. So you see some people go to a therapist and counselor for them to try and fix your mind. You see? Get you to put aside some malice and ignorant way of thinking and behaving. Relationship better and all that. Now, it's your brain. It is your brain that is at the issue. It's the way your brain is affecting your mind. You know, if your brain is telling you, say, hey, you know, why you lie so much? You know, you hear your brain like sitting still. The brain is the university that we all have inside of us as civilized people. I ain't talking about white people. White people don't come from Homo sapien like black ethnic people. Okay? And I'm not saying this because, you know, I'm not speaking from a biblical perspective, because the Bible is for the white people. So if you're a black person and you are using the Bible to live your life, you belong to the white people them down. It's not a joke. I was in the church now, and I never develop anything against the church, not at all. But as I said to you, if you're reading the Bible that has no consultant certification for it, nobody at all said Adam and Eve was created on this little piece of geography. That not in the Bible. Neither do you see that in the world issue textbook. Why the Bible has a story about God and Jesus and Adam and Eve and a devil? Why? Why the Bible have those stories in there? I tell you, it's those people out there are dropping their drawers and fucking ass. They are the ones that put the Bible in our society. They come from Europe, yes, and they now say, we in the Western Hemisphere cannot rule ourselves. All that kind of stuff. And the point is, no black people face them as we know and talk history to them, because history is the control of civilized people. They are not civilized. And if they want to carry on anything like a government, if they learn from the black people, civilized government, they are to practice it in Europe, not on us. Not on black people. And Africa allow this uncivilized dog fucking people over our territories. It has to be an agreement Africa has with these sodomite white people. How them come to have so much of African wealth and put up this church that is sodomite philosophy. The church is fucking sodomite philosophy, to where they are taking the principles of civilized government law and take it for themselves and say, I'm going to tell you, they have a Supreme Court, right? And that is the court that they use to marry fucking honest sodomites and have black people under it, ruling black people under it. Now, as long as my brain tells me, show me that are not true. Thing in the world is the textbook tell you, say, sodomite, a positive something. And the government in the world is the textbook. It's not democracy. Anything you see the white people there do, look good to see if they have black people under their law. And as long as you see the white people they control, and you know the world turn upside down. And if you don't understand that, why the world is the textbook and all history, certified history before the flood, and what civilization was before the flood. Do you know that? You know what civilization was before the flood of Noah? Remember, whatever civilization was at that time is not like civilization of today. In this respect, there was not so many people in the world. There was not billions of people in the world, no. In what they call the past era, polytheistic era, that they now call before Christ. So, you know, polytheism, civilization, existed before Jesus Christ. So what is Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ a civilized story? And don't they say Jesus came 2,000 years ago and died for sins and bring peace to the world? They have Christmas carols. Now, you're not seeing none of those things manifest as true. And if you read the Bible as well as I am reading it today, didn't know before, you'll find out that no prophecy is in the Bible about a real Jesus. Whatever is in the Bible as a prophecy is what these sodomites write in there. And it is rest upon Adam and Eve in a garden. Adam and Eve in a garden never exist. That's not history. When they take some ideas, extract those ideas. These white people were looking to lay a foundation for sodomite takeover of the civilized world. That's what they were doing. They go to the pantheon of the gods and learn. And apart from that, they steal. Because you must be aware now that these sodomites, they are the ones, how they come to take over the world, is because they and Africa apparently had an agreement. That's how I'm looking at it from, you know, my reading, understanding. The way I have seen Africa keep, you know, or they keep quiet, it doesn't matter what the white people them are doing to black people. Africa, none of the ministers of Africa, you don't see they come to the United States and address the Senate or not like that. The Pope come from Europe and address the Senate, remember? When he got Obama to make the Supreme Court pass law to marry sodomites. So they liberate sodomites all over the African territory everywhere. Look at Palestine now. You see they're calling it Israel. And now you can't tell them to come out of it. No, you can't tell this fucking ass, stinking ass fucking white people to come out of our territory. Because they will think you're crazy. Can you blame these idiots? How can you blame them? You know, I mean, they're not free from blame. They're not immune to blame. They are to be blamed. But then, hey, if you have a burden carrying and you have a way to stop carrying the burden, cause for your burden, it's to be blamed, right? It's unjust. Uh-huh. But what happens when you can do away with it and get along without the whole situation? Wouldn't you do that? Get out of it. All right. Well, you see, if we have alternatives to be free from an intruder that come into our residence, our country, and say they come with imperial colonialism. I'm telling you something. I am talking about the history. I am hoping that people listen to what I'm saying, because I'm not talking about believing in anything. It's a new thing for somebody to hear that believe has nothing to do the way we live. What has to do with the way we live is knowledge, knowing. And I often talk about this, that we don't go to school to learn to believe. Now, and that was not a custom, was not an understanding before these white people infiltrate. And you see, they infiltrate us and decide to control us with substandard, uncivilized content. From little something that they have learned from us over the past 12,000 years, they are still sodomites, as you can see. They come and decide to spread sodomy. Can't you see that? Yes, on like the stupidness, except that I cannot compare sodomy with Rastafari and Israel. I can't compare that. No. I would not. So I'm making the stipulation. However, there is a principle that's involved here. Is that Rastafarianism turns out to not be a civilized concept. Is the lack of civilized concept why my brethren call themselves Rastafarian and live the kind of life that they live? Because clearly Rastafarianism is a stimuli goes along with Rastafarianism. And that is smoking of marijuana. And whatever is in marijuana that causes people to smoke. Where did they get the idea from that it's smoke that they should do with herbs? I would like to know. Nobody's able to tell me that their nature, biology, their body give them a desire to smoke. Nobody don't tell me that. And when your body don't tell you to do something, it means you know if you do it. Plain and simple. Because our brain has the intelligence, our minds. Our minds have to get intelligence from the brain. So if your brain tell you, when your hormones begin to change from being a toddler, you know, and you begin to have sense and can lose, you know, because even at about maybe a boy child 2 years, not 2 years, but 2 weeks old, start to show signs of nature. Now, if nature wanted civilized people to smoke, you wouldn't have to have somebody influence you to smoke. Because you would want to smoke, and at the right time to it, nature designate at the time you should smoke. But the thing is, we are in what is called AD Anadamani time. If you don't know, it is a displacement of African civilized way of life. The church that we are in, black people are in, and the white people turn black people into idiots. And the way they did it is because our people go and fuck with them. And we are seeing a cross between white people and black people. Right? And one of the places I look, I see the nose. You can tell when a person mixed with African blood. You know, by just looking at their nose. Yes. Now, I'm not saying that is conclusive, but that is one of the clue that I have. Not saying that is all there is to it. Saying that The reason why that people are the way they are today, thinking that they are okay, but they know that we were in slavery in the West Indies, in America and stuff like that. They know that. But like that don't really bother them. Because there is an education that we are missing. Because that education belongs to our indigenous genome. The way our human hard drive records stuff for our brain to function. See, once our people go and fuck with these white people, that's all that they have been doing over the past 2 million years. Progress they make did not change their blood. Never change their blood. Whatever children they have when they are doing this talking between them and black people, that mix with their blood, then that offspring come up with African blood in the mix. And when those people are being saved for their side of existence, then they have black people intelligence almost. It won't be quite, but they'll have a lot of interbreeding energy in what is called their culture. A lot of these people are still going to be sodomites. You see? So, I am saying that the way we see black people, we are hybrid. And black people is a name we should refuse. Because now, who's taking census of black people? White people taking census of you. And you can even read in the Bible where they wrote that God was angry when one of the king, I think it was one of the kings, count the number of the black people, and God was angry with it. Now, you know, in the Bible, you don't really give you stories straight, but sometimes something about it, why they draw up on it, but they don't fix it. They don't fix it to tell the truth, right? So, I'm saying to you today that when they write those things in the Bible about, you know, counting people, are the white people them write that in the Bible? It's them. There's nothing in the Bible that black people is to take seriously. We're talking about the first 10 commandments and all that. They're not to take those things seriously because it's mixed up with a whole bunch of nonsense. You see what I mean? You have to read the real history from the right source that speaks of black people and whose creator is the Elohim in Africa. That's where we were created. And what we have fighting against us is what they taught us in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, go eat the fruit and all this kind of stuff. Those are all bunch of nonsense, garbage. So we will have to speak to the history that tells us about us. Otherwise, white people own us in our territory. Look at that. And the AD on a dominant. You want to know? I'm telling you this and you think it's a joke. It's not a joke. Because right now, if the, what you call it, American USA government should have a problem with what I'm saying, like I expect they do. I know they do have a problem with what I'm saying. But I have the greater force with me. They have. I am not concerned about I would be concerned about what they have if I was going contrary to the Elohim's law. They don't have any business in African territory. What are they doing in our territory? I'm telling you, it is because they feel like we step out of line with them, and, you know, so therefore we mingle with them. You know, you lay down with dogs, you catch their fleas. And they look at us with no respect, because we go lay down with them, and if we were all that, we wouldn't do it. And that's the way they look at us. Now, the problem with this is they think that we are going to be in the same position for the rest of our generation, those to come as well. And that's not true. That's not true. Because right in my lifetime, something I did not expect was to discover that there is an official certified book, World History Textbook, that's telling me something completely different from what the Bible says. Truding on us and forging their ignorant and uncivilized belief into our civilized mind. That's what the white people are doing, because they want us to be underneath their thinking. Yeah, that's the reason why. But remember, there was a time that they were killing us to accept Jesus Christ as our personal savior. Where that come from? Adam and Eve. That is letting you know Adam and Eve is a bunch of trash. And they should not have anything to do in the Bible and how the heaven and earth was formed by Jesus Christ. And they are, you know, stinking sodomite fuckers. The character that they are writing about God is homosexual. And about Jesus, it's all homosexual. Because no Jesus ever existed nowhere. And there was never any promise about a prophet prophesying about a coming king. Because that never happened. Not even the black man that they call Yeshua. Not even that man fulfilled any prophecy. He don't fulfill no prophecy. No matter what prophecy they might talk about. The black man never became a king. Never became a king. No, they kill him, right? Well, the prophecy never said they would kill a man to sit on David's throne. No. You see, so no matter what you say, once you're talking to people who don't know what they're talking about, these white people is always going to befriend you and get you to church. Right now, you know, there are the days when I talk to Jehovah's Witnesses. And those days, I really didn't understand no things and understand like I do today. Right? Because I spent time concentrating on what history says and examine what history says opposed to what the Bible says. And I realized, indeed, it's not that some good things are not in the Bible, but not creation-wise. You can't look to the Bible for the God that they say they have in there. You're praying in vain and all that. But the white people want black people to do that. You know, 100% better, no matter what the result is. If there is no exception to what I'm saying, well, it's just right that way, that a truth is the right thing, because it's about equity, it's about what's right, the truth. Now, in the case where I had a belief that is just no good at all for life, and it's coming from a unique life that the white people them experience when they interbreed with higher blood than what they started out with, that today they find themselves doing civilized stuff and even forbidding civilized things. And then what happened?
the power that they seek, they cannot control it, though they think they do, because they're only concerned about themselves. The Constitution is not about black people, you know. It's not. But if you don't read properly, you're not going to find out. You see what I mean? You're going to be talking about our democracy. And it's not, you know, black people don't business with democracy. You see what I mean? And anytime black people find out the truth about that, they will know that church belongs to the white people. And then they're going to find out the white people don't belong among black people. That's what you're going to find. When the Bible teaches about the love of Christ and all this kind of stuff, and there is absolutely no love of Christ that is real. There's none. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Those things are not true. None whatsoever. But as long as you don't read and you can't develop conviction of what is superseding truth, you believing something that, you know, a lot of people hanging on to, but none of them can give you a coherent explanation for it. You see what I mean? Now, I happen to come off the believing in the Bible, because I find out history exists with a record where you can go anywhere and find out the record is true. No matter what it says, and I'm talking about when you're not dealing with the white people them who come into the world history textbook and tell you how Christianity began, the one that they started. And you're going to come into this world history book and don't know that these white people write those things in there to divert black people's attention from truth. Now, you're not going to be able to defend the civilized truth if you don't read history and know it. You just can't. So what is going on right now is that people don't have no other option but to believe in the Bible. I'm over that now. And I know better that no white rule don't have no principality power over me. And not unless they can overrule, I know. How are they going to overrule that? The gods would have to permit them, because what is in my heart is not going to tilt toward white men who are wicked and ready to kill you because you know the truth. You see what I mean? Now, a person who knows the truth of history and your origin, indigenous origin, you will not incline to be afraid of white people who don't like you. Because number one, you're not going there to beg them anything. You're not going to walk idly and leave yourself to anything that happened. And I'm saying that's appropriation. It doesn't mean that you're afraid of them or you're running away from them. No, because you're going to go anywhere you want to go, when you want to go there. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the energy that you build up when you know the truth, you're not afraid. You're just not afraid. And concerning those people that they have killed over time, I don't see those people to know the truth. I don't see it. I don't see Marcus Garvey to know the truth. Marcus Garvey knows some truth, of course. I don't see Dr. Martin Luther King to know the truth. And most of these people that I will call, they are connected to either one or the other of the white man Christian institution. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. It's them that created the church all the church institution. It's the white people who did it. And if you read world history, you will find out. You will find out. So the way you see them now come and talking about taking over the land and everything from black people and you know, they see us to be so foolish that they could write a constitution that is not based upon the government in the world before they came along. When they came along and begin to do all kind of criminal things, it is because of black people who stoop down to them. So now, I have a better reading knowledge than when I was growing up in the church. And even after, you know, like I'm 50 years of age, and maybe a little more, when I begin to read with a proper understanding, now I start to make discovery. The white people find out that somehow we don't have that brilliance we're supposed to have, but we are civilized people, right? Good sense of direction and everything like that. But it's just that we are missing something. They find out. And they begin to pick up, because they are able to pick up civilized information and ways from the African people. Because they came into a blood that put them right into our habit. They can interbreed with human, civilized human beings, just like they do to Neanderthals and their own Homo erectus, you see, bloodline. So it is very hard for the black people to get by when it comes to spirituality, because the white people, them spread too much of their shit all over the world in a Bible. Now, what I am saying, I want to get folks to talk to me. You know, so we can put sense of things, you see. And if you talk in search of it, you will find it. You know what I mean? All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I'm telling you what I know. And the good gods, they are the ones that helped me to come to a better sense. Because I really don't have inside of me a desire for anything else but to know the truth and live by it, you know, and clamor for greater things than I am able to think. That is my position. So I don't have most inside of me to respect these sodomite white people who say they have the oaks, A.D. and Adamani, ruling the world. I know every one of them are sodomite. They come from a sodomite culture. They don't belong with us. The World History Textbook tells me that. They are not civilized, right? And they are ahead of us almost 2 million years before we came into creation on the planet Earth. These white people are long on the Earth, but the thing is, they're stuck in the mud, uncivilized. They can't make clothes. They can only make stone tools and make a fire and warm themselves. They don't have language. They didn't have language. And today, I ran into another referral from somewhere where I was told that white people only talk about language that began 12,000 years ago. We're talking about 12,000 years ago. We come out of Africa 100,000 years ago, right? When we were in Africa, materializing ourselves, like 150,000 years before, right? 10 years, 50,000 years after our creation began. We are civilized. We begin to go all over, you know, outside of Africa. And these white people, when we were leaving Africa to other places on the planet, those white people could not, they never had a language. So you're looking at some 70-something thousand years. After, when we were coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago, you know,
all right. Let's see how we're coming on.
Years. Years. Say about 88 years ago. No. Yes, beyond, no. When we came out of Africa, things began to happen. And it was like the white people, they are only talking about knowing some civility. 12 years. After, 88 years after we came out of Africa. 12 years. So it's like about, after we did 88 years out of Africa was when these white people, 12,000 years, right? 12,000 out of the 100,000, right? It leaves 88,000, right? If I'm right about that. But I should be somewhere in the ballpark, right? So think about that. We spend all that time, 250,000 years ago, and then we come out of Africa by the time, 100,000 years ago, out of that 250,000. So there is 150,000 years of our development. All right. And when we come out, is after 88,000 years that, let's say, we mingle with the white people and cause a problem. Until today, this is the reason why they are treating the black people the way they do, because we go out of the way and interbreed with them. That means that we put problem in the world. And the problem is we are giving to these white people our civilized blood, more civilized than they were. And that now, the fact that we don't have all our blood with us, because they have some of our blood with us, and they are able to work against us, and they are sodomites. So they poison our blood too. Okay? They poison our blood with those offspring that they take with our blood. And here is the problem. This is the problem. They are behaving like they are the first one, and we don't have anything. That's why you see they're ruling us, because they have our blood. You see what I'm saying? And unless we rise to the level of our intelligent potential and dominate it, you know, it's not that we're going to have military like they can have now. You see? Because all I see in the book is that kings usually have walled city, like in Mesopotamia, walled city. But it was no military that, you know, you're going to Iraq, you're going to this place, and you're going to that place, and killing the people and take what they have. No, like you have these white government now. It's them ruling. They share up the hemisphere of the world among themselves so they can. Over the past 12,000 years, my friends, black people become the Tower of Babel. Yeah, we become the Tower of Babel, and we don't worth anything. That's why these white people are treating us so, because they don't hear us saying anything that makes sense to them. Because they are, remember now, they are all the skillful minds now. They can, you know, they can do a lot of things. Okay? But you can see, they have not moved ahead of black people at all. It's only that what they are stolen, and they decide to use it. And that people draw back and make them do it. It's not that they move ahead of us with intelligence. No. But they are criminals, and they set to destroy our civilization. And black people are surely making them do it. Now, it is a real thing that somebody like me, who barely reads, can find out that something is happening. You can't say about, you know, have PhD and all that kind of stuff, because, no, I'm not saying I have no PhD, but if you want to tell me that at the high school level, me don't understand the things that we me talk about, you know, if you can prove that me don't know what me talk about, then you make a point, and me not afraid of nobody to talk to them, because I'm not afraid of the truth. You can convince me of, because me want to know the truth. And probably you have to test and find out if me attack the truth. But the only thing you have to do, if you know if me crazy, is to talk to me. If you are not crazy, you can't tell when somebody is crazy. That's true. That, you know, you can drive. You can't tell when somebody can drive, right? You want them. That is true. Anyway, look. I know I'm going to be brief here. And there are a lot of things that we can talk about. There's a lot for black people to find out, because if you don't find out, you won't have a inner core to enlighten you and to develop and to hold the position in life that you are to have. You see, I'm saying white people must leave our church. When they're talking about Palestine and what is going on, they're killing the black people upon
today is the 17th, and today is Monday. Okay,
all right. So is the case today. We are in bad shape. Our brain will only understand so much. One of the things is I will suggest to you, since I have come up in the church, now I have a before and an after in the church for half a century. So that's, you know, a lot longer than the time I am out of the learning period that I go to now, that is helping me. I have to be supporting of myself to read and to get the knowledge, you know, as if to go fishing, right? And get the natural, the knowledge I need. All right. And I know the way to get out of this thing. And that's what I'm telling folks. Because there's hardly any of us that are not damaged beyond the limit. These white people have damaged us. And we don't know. I mean, because I didn't know that my brain was damaged. No, I didn't know that. I know now. I know now. And I see the truth supersedes what the white criminal white people there are doing. What they are doing is eating off the wealth of the black people and depleting the liquor sanity of their brain. That's what they're doing. And if you think I'm joking, get serious with me and talk with me. Yeah. If you know enough to talk and discover and know when somebody wrong or when they're right, talk to me. Because I'm really going to give you what I have got. You give me what you have to. Right? And full respect. Yeah. That's my thing. It must be love and respect. Yeah, to uplift us. Right? So, I am saying to you, and I'll be right back as I play you this little tune. I'll be right back.
Right.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn Autumn leaves too far.
All right. Wonderful. All right, let me just get some of this here. You're listening to Tim Alzred, Cosmic Philosopher, and the number you can always call me here is 347-850-1358. Okay? All right. I talk serious stuff for people who want to think serious about themselves. Remember, it doesn't take much for us to disappear from off this planet. Whichever the means, we lose our breath, right? And we are no more. While we are here, don't waste it. Make use of it. And it's the reason why I want to explore all of me and get on the right side of it. Really. You see what I mean? Because I'm going to feel the best I can feel if I know the truth and try to pursue it, control myself by it. But if I'm going to like, oh, I need to go out with the gals or this and that or something like that, you know, and make those things hold me into this frequency that the white people messed up. You know, I don't want a part of that. I want to be like the way the Creator created us. The way I want to be, right? And I really think that I am safe, very safe, amid the threat that I know of these sodomites who don't want to stay where they are. I think I have the right to command them to get out. And sooner or later, they're going to find out that, this guy seems to have something going on. Mm-hmm. When they find out, for sure, I'm talking about, oh, woe unto Hariel. And they find out, oh, you know, seem like something really happening. Then what do you think they're going to do? Stay here in our territory? They're going to stay into Palestine? Because I'm not just telling them to get out of America. I'm telling these sodomite nomads to go back to the SCP over the Pontic the place that the Caspian is the name of the place. And go back to where they come from and stop fooling black people about Jesus and apostles and all that, because those things are uncivilized stuff. It's not for black people. And whereas we are depending on the Bible and God and praying and fasting and all those kind of stuff, because we believe in Adam and Eve sin in a garden, those things are not true. I can point out the facts reading the Bible that make it no true. Because if I'm gonna ask you questions, how that turned out to be a fact. And if you found believing those nonsense, that's where the problem lies with us, believing what we don't understand and having confidence in it. You see what I mean? If you want to have the right life, you have got to love what is the truth. And you're not going to find out the truth until you go to prove it. Because when you're processing the truth, it doesn't mean that you lack of the belief where you have, because your belief is holding you where you are in life, your belief. You're not to be in life based on your belief, because belief should or is. Your belief should be in something that you know It shouldn't be in something you don't know. Because why you want to rejoice and feel all right when you don't know? All right. So what you do? Now that you have a belief and a conviction, like a knowledge, and it's not, what you are to do? Somebody say it's knowledge. And see for true. See if what they are saying is true. Because if you prove that what they are saying is true and is contrary to your belief system, you will mean that you need to shift out. Moved out of the belief syndrome. Because the belief syndrome is keeping you wrong. Get to know what's right. Anywhere right here. So learn how to do that. Okay. Now I'm going to go to this little synopsis that I have here. Egyptian civilization, the gift of the Nile. I don't know if you have ever heard anything about the four rivers. You probably read about it in Genesis, about the four rivers in Africa. And let me tell you something. Anything you see the white people, them write, especially like the Bible and other things, but especially the Bible now. Don't believe anything you read in the Bible until you find out it's true. That's right. Sodomite concept that write the Bible about Jesus and God, that those things does not exist. And you're reading places in the Bible where you can make reference and find out, you know, something's wrong, because if God is perfect, Jesus is perfect, they can't make Adam and Eve imperfect. And then it turned out they're rebellious. They don't want to live the truth and stuff like that. You begin to look at those things and find out that, oh, the Bible, God is not as reliable like the Bible says. Because why didn't God try to get Adam and Eve back into the fold rather than say, well, they sin and then God, you know, treat them like for who they are? That's not what the Bible says. God said, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Where do you see God behave like that to Adam and Eve? If you can show me that it doesn't matter how bad Adam and Eve are, they can't be as bad that God gets so pissed off he didn't make no motion at all to correct them. Him just like he was dying to kick them out. And even saying things like, oh, they know good and evil now. You know, they are like us now. Just like this serpent says. Serpent shouldn't be saying something like that. What if serpent is saying something like that? Serpent not supposed to know all those kind of things. But that's what these white sodomite people write in the Bible. And you're reading that Bible, and sometimes you may be very nervous about certain things you believe in, but you don't have anything else. Okay? So when you don't know, you don't know. But you know how to prove something. You know how to investigate something and use words to know whether the thing is right or wrong. If you don't have that knowledge, you need to get some of that knowledge. No joke about that. Get some of that knowledge. I am someone right now, you know, my heart is broken up sometimes. I want to get strong and powerful. I know, though, I can't do it. I just must exercise the clamor, subject myself for the vacancy to be filled, right? That's what I am supposed to do. Stay away from stuff that is going to pull me back into the darkness and stay on board no matter how I'm feeling bad, because I'm going to feel good. It's a renewal type of feeling. So you don't get carried away when you feel so bad, and impossible to hold up. But stay with it. So you do have power to investigate.
If you have doubt, find a way to ask questions to prove something. All right? And, you know, it's the best thing I can tell you about that, because I'm putting you on your own 2 feet. Now, so the River Nile, National Geographic World History, page 45. The gods, the underlying principle of Egypt, the underlying principle of Egypt, Egyptian religion, was known as Eta, or magic, right? Religion, Egyptian religion, which is not a church, it's a way of life. It's the common life that you live, okay? And that's why the world is a textbook. It's not a Bible. It is a world is a textbook with records. So there's nothing you can condemn the world is a textbook for, except to know that somebody write lies in there. And these white people write lies in our world is a textbook too. All right? But with good reading, you can, you know, avoid, you know, they don't have to be no problem to you, because you're not going to believe those things that, you know, you discern is nonsense. Okay? So now, so it's the life of the ethnic people. This is talking about religion is for the ethnic civilized people. It's not for white people. Okay? Now, it's good for them to come and learn from us, but not to come and throw their sadami into us and say they want to control us. You see, now, I'm telling you that. And right now, I want the tornado to go and clean them out. Okay? Because they don't have no right to come among us and wiping off their sodomy and in our culture. No. They must get out, because they're gonna get where they don't want to get. Go back where they come from. If they come here and get somewhere, go back, go use it where they come from. Don't come here and talk about you want to make us sodomites too and rule over us, when there is no cause for that. We don't want sodomite fucking ass white people. What's it done? No, get out. You think we never have sense to rule our life? Forget about that. No, sorry for us. Go back where you come from. Stinking fucking ass white people. You don't belong in our blood. You see what I mean? You don't belong in our jurisdiction. Get out. That's all you need to do. Get out. That's not too much to ask you to do. Okay? And if you're crazy and mad and think that, oh, you have a right to what we have, well, watch and see what right we here and our creator have to do with unu anus fuckers. And while you're fucking the ass too, you think you're bad. You think you're bad. We only need to have connection with our creator. Okay? And you're going to find out where you are to fuck ass is not around African territories. You hear? That's right. So now, this is a piece of information that it was not popular, you know, that I don't hear people talking about this kind of stuff. Maybe I'm not there when some people are talking about it, but I should be able to hear it somewhere. In all of my church attendances. So now, this is telling you that the National Geographic page 45. Page 45. Let's see. 45. Yes. Page 45. And it says, page 45. The underlying principle of Egyptian religion.
This one says here, yes, denial is a unique river beginning in the heart of Africa and coursing northward for more than 4,000 miles. 436 kilometers. Longest river in the world. Before it empties into the Mediterranean, the Nile splits into two major branches. The forms a triangular territory. The Delta, the Nile Delta, the Nile Delta is called Lower Egypt. Land upstream to the south is called Upper Egypt. Egypt's important cities developed at the tip of the delta. The point at which the Nile divides. Now, I want to say something. When you're reading this world history textbook, you know, you have to be careful because it is saying Egyptian civilization, the gift of the Nile. And pretty soon you're going to see, it is likely you're going to see that the white people over the world, and they take over the history too. So what I just read here a while ago doesn't sound suspect. I don't see anything that is saying anything, that is saying something the way the white people, they want to perceive, want us to perceive. You know, this is the way they delude us by saying something good and mix it up with some of their stuff, right? Now, here's the section before that little post, the paragraph I just read to you. The time in, you know, whatever era of time, Egypt civilization, gift of the Nile is being focused on. All right. Now, it carries a timeline from 3,500 BC, right? 3,000 BC and 500 BC, 200 BC, and it's coming on down till it come down to 500 BC, and 500 BC is like 9 years after the coup of the white Saddamites and the king in Rome, right? Where they overthrew the Roman king and then call themselves Roman king and call the king that was there Etruscan. That's what these lying sodomite white people have done. And that is
why they are on their own today after they call themselves Romans and make a calendar. They are able now to launch a liquidation of every property black people have on the planet. AD and Adamany, imperial colonialism. That is why the white people are ruling the world, not by authentic government law, but by their fucking ass law, AD and Adamany. Okay? We are not under the right calendar that concerns the black people. By nature, it is in the history. But when the white people come in over 12,000 years ago and find out that, you know what, that people are not sodomites, there's no way they and us can get along, right? And that's why they decide to seize power and set off, work tricks to kick us out of what we have. Oh, yeah. That's what has happened. All we need to regain our position is to know the truth. Know the historic truth. That's it. Because there is nothing more powerful than that. Okay? Now, listen this portion that says, of this date chronology that I just read to you, all in the BC era. We don't come to the BC. So that means no church, no Christianity, no white man not doing anything right here now. Because, 3,000 years ago, you go back, continue going back, to about another 9,000 years. These white people have a lot of knowledge now, but there's not a lot that they can do. But they're moving on to it, right? So at BC, 3100 BC, King Menes the King Menes unites villages, upper and lower Egypt, right? The king, right? And then 2540 BC, Great Pyramid built. 1652 BC, the Icos invade Egypt. So who are the Icos? Icos, I think, is the... I think the Icos are the white people then. Let's see if I am right. H-Y-K... S-O-S. Let's see. Who are Icos? Invading Egypt. Where did the Icos originally from? Let's see this. Tyrial finds at Tel El Daba indicate that the Icos originated in either the northern or southern Levant. Don't sound good here. Don't sound good. The Icos personal names indicate they spoke a Western Semitic language. You hear that? I think they're lying here to me. Watch this. and may be called for convenience sake Canaanites.
No. No, they're lying. They're lying. How did Egypt fall to the Icos? I see. Archaeologists know the Icos were unlike typical Egyptian. Why? Why? You see? You see? If you fish around, you will find out white people cover themselves under alias Icos. You see? Once you hear that they are invading Egypt, you know, at the start of my them are doing it, and I hide themselves under something. They add names. They had names like those of people from the neighboring region, Asia. You see, Icos, a Sodomite named Icos. Yes, ancient network depicts them wearing long, multicolored clothes. You see? Unlike normal Egyptian white attire. You see it? Yes, because at this stage now of life, they have been learning a lot from the black people, you see. So now, that's basically what I want you to do. Who was the first female pharaoh? So the first female pharaoh? Hatshepsut was a female pharaoh. You see, and something similar I said the other day. The history of the Elohim and government is only that a king rule under kingship. And now you're talking about a pharaoh. And you see, there is a female pharaoh. Just as how you can have a female king, okay, of Egypt. She reigned between 1473 to 1458 BC. See, her name means foremost of noble woman. Her rule was relatively peaceful. And she was able to launch a building program that would see the construction of a great temple at Deir el-Bari at Luxor. Okay. All right. So now I find out what I wanted, because the Exos, it is clearly that is the Sodomite people, our Exos, right? Who's invading? They were the first the sea people and all that who destroy the Bronze Age, right? So it's them. All right. So it goes on to say, Icos invade Egypt. All right. And 1085 BC, the new kingdom collapsed. All right. So it goes on here to say, the Nile was crucial to the development of Egyptian civilization. Remember, Egypt civilization was established in the what we call it now, They call it a emergence of civilization. Mesopotamia was the first civilization to rise on China. Okay? So now, so Egypt, you know, the Nile was crucial. Now, who created the four rivers? The Nile was one of them. And the Euphrates and the other two. Right? All right. Were these four rivers in Africa? Can the white people tell us if the four rivers did exist? No, they can't. They don't know nothing. Right? Because they couldn't talk. Right? For 2 million years. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that the story of our history is that the gods came here in Africa and they dredged those four rivers. Those rivers were necessary to have water because clearly we were not having rainfall like today as far as the history tells me, right? The gods set up the planet to rain. Back then in those times, there was a lot of drought. They dredged those four rivers. And the Nile now is the special river that really come down and carry a load of like manure to fertilize the land. And people get all these things because the river always come down and carry water and mud and spread it all over the place. So this is the gods that the white people them ruling the world don't care nothing about because they want Adam to flow everywhere. And nothing about African God work and civilization. They don't want a part of that. They want to use civilization for their own benefit. Right? And that sodomy must reign. They don't want to leave that out. So black people must wake up and understand what's going on. You don't want to be a part of that. You can't. But you're going to be a part of that as long as you don't know. All right. Time is going against me now. So the Egyptian Nile, one Arab traveler, expressed it surpasses all the rivers of the world in sweetness of taste, in length of course, and usefulness. No other river in the world show such a continuous series of towns and villages along its banks. In their hymn to the Nile, Egyptians wrote of their reliance on the river. The bringer food rich in provisions, creator of all good, Lord of majesty, sweet of fragrance. The Nile makes the granaries wider, gives things to the poor. He who makes every beloved trees. He who makes every beloved tree to grow. Ancient Near Eastern text, James B. Pritchard, 1969. Egypt
like Mesopotamia, was one of the first river valley civilizations, like I just said. Like the people of Mesopotamia, the Egyptian record of their developing civilization. My friends, here you have it. I give it to you. I think that's enough that you can think on and be independent in your pursuit. More and more discovery.